Have you or a loved one ever been involved with Family and Children's Services? You know, just out in the blue, here comes some people just knocking on your door, asking you all sorts of questions about your children. You can't even fathom why they're even there. And then you think about it, who have I pissed off? Oh, that person. And maybe they just called because they were just pissed off at you, and they just wanted revenge. And you find yourself in a whirlwind with these people who won't leave you alone. They're like gnats. They will not leave you alone. It's like they find one thing to come in on you with, and they find 10,000 things when they get done. And you know why that is? It's because we don't do any research. We're too scared. We're too naive. We're too, well, we're good parents, so what does it matter? You know, I'm just going to answer what they have to say, and, you know, they'll just go away. That's not what happens, because they end up taking what you say and turning it all around and make it into something totally different than what you say. So then you end up in court, and then you end up with a safety plan, and then you end up with all kind of bullshit that doesn't even make any sense. Well, if you're anything like me, you didn't know what the hell you were getting into and didn't have a clue about what you could and couldn't do and what they had the right to do or what they didn't have the right to do, please tune in to my podcast, Just a Little Knowledge, and I will tell you all the do's and don'ts when it comes to Family and Children's Services. I will tell you what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, what your rights are as a parent, and what you have the right to tell them kiss your ass about. I'm not saying that all DSS workers, DFACs, Family and Children's Service, whatever you choose to call them, is like this. But mostly in small towns, it is like that. And they always seem to target low-income families that can't afford a lawyer, so that their lawyer is not present when you're answering all these questions, because they know you can't afford one. Stay tuned, and I will shock you at all the things that they really can do and what they really don't have the power to do, but they do it anyway.